So for today morning, we have a new sugya to begin. And Steve, you were kind enough to photocopy this introduction here. And I have one extra copy if anyone needs. Now, I'm just going to give an introduction to the introduction. Not everything here we're ready for. So there'll be certain things in this introduction that are futuristic, and I can't be held responsible for knowing the whole gigantic sugya that we're about to embark upon before we even start the sugya. So, most of it we'll be able to understand. So what we're looking at here on the bottom right is footnote number days, which is about seven lines down from the top of the bottom. And we're talking about an introduction to Kiddush HaChodesh. And he points out that this introduction is a summary of the Teferes Yisrael. Teferes Yisrael is one of the super commentaries on the Mishnah. And the Teferes Yisrael actually authored an entire book on the subject of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's called Shvilei Derekiah, right? The pathways of the firmaments of the higher skies. And the first point that he makes is that the Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. And the Torah here is commanding us in the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. It's actually the first mitzvah codified in the Torah. And the month is called a Chodesh. The word Chodesh in its root is Chadash, is something new. And here's the difference between the sun and the moon. The sun is pretty much a set pattern. You know, it's a hiluch that's kavua. It doesn't have any hischadshus to it. There's no newness to it. Whereas the levana, in its pathway, is mechadesh, and we see that a new moon comes, you know, every so often, and that's called chodesh miloshen hischadshus. That's his first point. That makes the Jewish people unique. Our calendar is not the solar calendar, but the lunar calendar. Now we're up to point number two. That where in the world, what location in the world, looking up at the sky and seeing the new moon is going to determine the new moon for the entire world? And the answer is Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim we had what's called the Molad. The Molad means the new moon, and that's going to engender a new month. Now, how much time elapses between one molad and the next molad? That's the third introduction here. And that's what we would say 29 and a half days. Now, it's not exactly 29 and a half days, but it's pretty close to 29 and a half days. Now, if we take the additional period of time beyond 29 and a half, in other words, that you take that last half a day, which is called Yud Beis Shavuos, the last 12 hours, then we have to add to that 793 minutes, or halakim. Now again, this is very futuristic, this point. We're going to get to this way later on. And really, Masechta Rosh Hashanah is the place for this. And this is an arbitrary kind of decision about the chalakim and how to divide up these chalakim. It's based on certain round numbers that are divisible by 10 or by any number between 1 and 10 except for 7, but fine, that's okay. Okay, now, if you calculate 4 weeks, then you're talking about 28 days. However, the molad goes beyond the 28 days, beyond the 4 weeks, by 1.5 days. Correct? Because it's 29 and a half days plus the 793 halakim. So we're talking about a month that's more than 4 weeks, but yet it's less than 30 days. So it's really 29. But again, it's 29 plus a half a day. That's the distance of time, that's the passage of time between one molad and the other. Now, if in a perfect system, What we could have done was, we could have established the new month at the 12-hour point, right? So we would say, well, 29.5, right? It's 29 and a half days, 12 hours into the 30th day, and that would be Rosh Chodesh. But we don't do that. Why? Because we have a principle in halacha that a day cannot belong to two different months. In other words, we can't establish Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a day. We always have to establish Rosh Chodesh on the entire day. And that's called Yomim Atamone Velo Shos. Right? You might want to underline that phrase here because that's going to come up. Yomim Atamone Velo Shos. Again, if we would count Shos, just hours, then after that 12-hour period plus a little bit of a change, we would establish the new month. But we don't do that because of this principle of Yomim Atamone. So what do we do in this case? We have a month that's 29 and a half, and then another month that's 29 and a half. But we have to establish the month on a day, on a new day. So what do? So we have two types of months. We have a month that's going to be 29, and a month that's going to be 30. The month that's going to be 29 is called a chaser. Chaser means it's an incomplete month, because we're really, in a sense, chopping off 12 hours from that month. And a month that's going to be a full 30 days, which means that the new month is going to begin on day 31, that's going to be called a mole. So we have a chaser and a mole. Are these free? I don't know. Honestly, I'm talking to you like
nothing new.
Nothing new. Okay, good. So there's no need to write this on the board. Again, I never know, whether I have to explain an aleph and a beis, or when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, to me, everything is like a tough, it's so tough, So what are we going to do? We're going to have one month that's chaser, but then we're missing 12 hours, correct? Because the molad is going to be at 29 and a half, and you've established the new month at the beginning of the 30th day in the case of a chaser, so you've really chopped off 12 hours. So what we're going to do is we're going to make up those 12 hours in the next month, which is going to be a mole, which means that the month is going to be made up not of 29 days, but a full 30 days. And that 30th day is really a combination of 12 hours of the previous month that was cut out, plus 12 hours of the new month. And here we get to perhaps the most important point that we have to know, and this you might want to underline. I don't know why he puts it in brackets, because it's so important. And he says, Hayom HaShloshim, if you can find that at the end of Dalet, at the end of Hey, I'm sorry. Yom HaShloshim Hu HaNikra Yom HaIbur. Right, Ibur means pregnancy. So the month is called a pregnant month, but the specific day that's being added to make this month pregnant is the 30th day, because it could have been a chaser, it could have been a 29-day month. So the 30th day is called Yom HaIbur. And the month itself is called Me'ubar. Me'ubar in the causative. So the noun that describes the 30th, that extra day that makes it into a mole, that's called Yom HaIbur. Okay, fine. That's as far as number Hay is concerned. Oh, wait, there's something very important here at the end of Hay that we have to add here. And he says the following. That in this calculation, what you really have is 59 days, meaning the 2 months, a chaser and a mole, one is 29 and one is 30, total 59, right? Because 29 and 30 is 59. Now, he says that in a regular year, and the main point is going to be the exception to this rule, but as a general rule, we will have every year we'll have an equal number of months that are chaser and equal number of months that are mole. Do you follow what I mean? So if you have a 12-month year, you can obviously have 6 months of mole, which means me'ubarim. Each one of those 6 months has a yom ha'ibur, which is the 30th day of the month. And then you'll have 6 months which are chaser. And they're made up of 29 days. Fine. So everything seems to be moving pretty smoothly until we get to number Vav. And here's where it gets a little bit more complicated. And he says the following, that we intuitively, if you would have asked us in the middle of the night, you know, wake up and give us a knee-jerk response, we would have said that there's one day of Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. So by definition, it should be one day. But what we're going to do is, because half of day 30, in the case of a chaser, is already the new month, therefore, day 30 is going to be called Rosh Chodesh. But on the other hand, we have 12 hours that belong to the new month, and that's day 31, so we're going to have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's a very strange situation, because really, what you have here, when you go into day 31, is you have an overlap of 2 different days, both of which form together, 12 plus 12 hours, Rosh Chodesh. But we have a principle called Yomim HaTamoneh V'lo Shos. So since we can't count Shos, we have 12 hours that belong to the new month that are attached to day 30, and 12 months that belong to the new month that are attached to day 31. And therefore, both days 30 and 31 are called Rosh Chodesh. Now, again, on a deeper level, we'd have to answer the following question: which day is the real Rosh Chodesh? And that's not a joke. I mean, that is tremendous nafkaminas. But for our purposes, to make life simple, we're going to say that there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, which is, again, it's logically, it's impossible. You know, you can't understand how there could be 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Tell me which day. But at least in the mechanics, we understand that because you have the 12 months and the 12 hours and the 12 hours, therefore you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now we're up to Zion.
Can I ask a mathematical question?
No. Because I'll tell you about my high school mathematics teacher.
No, it's not that.
And why I'm allergic to math since ninth grade. If I meet this guy in the next world, I have a... That's an easy way of excusing why I'm not good at math, but I'm telling you, it's horrible. But give me Don, okay, just a few minutes. So I'll tell you why I'm very nervous here. I'm very tense because this is a sugya. You know, until now I've been holding it. My head has been more or less above the water in Masechet Sanhedrin. Once I get to Kiddush HaKodesh,
okay.
I mean, I have a chavrusa of mine. His name is Chaim Ilson, Rabbi Ilson. When he studies these sugyas, he walks around the room looking up at the sky. You know, the Rambam has pages and pages of diagrams just to try to explain these sugyas. But let me just try, Don, to get through. Okay. So you get through what I can, and then if I have to admit that I don't know anything, I'll hear your question. Okay, so where are we up to? I think we were up to number Zion, right? Okay, number Zion. Now, do you remember that we spoke about the 793 halakim that go beyond the 12 hours? Correct. So we have to understand that period of time is called 3/4 hour. Right, that would be like an hour clock. It would be 45 minutes, correct? So he says the following, that B'chol Chodesh, beyond these calculations that we've mentioned, we have another 3/4 hour on top of the 29.5 days. And therefore, as time goes on with each additional month, that 3/4 hour starts accumulating. And it could become, over the course of time, full days. Now, what's the upshot of that? We said before that in a perfect system, the year would be divided into 2 halves of 6 months each, right? One half would be represent every other month, which is Mole, and the other would be Chaser. However, because of this discrepancy, this additional 3/4 of an hour that keeps being dragged on, we need sometimes to add an extra, and maybe even two extra Eber months, meaning Mole months. And that's what he says the following. He says that nimtza shebemeshach hazman mitztabrot, that's an accumulation of sha'ot elu, and it turns out to be yomim shleimim. You know, after you multiply 3/4 hour enough times, you get a full day. Lefichach, therefore, midei fam, from time to time, what we're going to have to do, now he doesn't use the word, so I'm going to ask you to add a word here, that's called chishev, Chet Yud Shin Beis, because otherwise we're not going to understand our Gemara. Chishev means we need a bezdin to make a calculation. Chishev is Miloshen Cheshbon. Cheshbon is a noun, and the verb is Chishev. So we need Beis Din now to make a following chishev. They have to make a calculation, and they have to figure out when and how often we're going to have to go beyond the 6 months of Moleh and add an extra Chodesh Me'ubar. However, in number 8, he points out that there's a ceiling. Not only is there a ceiling, there's going to be a minimum. It's going to go both directions. Let's explain. If we want to add extra months, which is called Chishev, of Ibur, right, of Moleh, right, so really, really, we would have been on target here. We would have had a Chodesh Chaser, but for various reasons, one of which we've explained, because of that extra 3/4 of an hour, we want to add an extra Ibur, so you could have actually 2 months consecutively that are Me'ubar. There are other reasons why we have to, from time to time, the Chishuv is going to have to calculate, it's going to be that we add extra Moleh. And what's that called? That's called Lo Adu Rosh. Now, don't ask me too many questions here about Lo Adu Rosh, but what it means is that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on neither a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. And in order to guarantee that, we need a Chishuv. And the Chishuv, the calculation, is going to be that sometimes we're going to have to add an Ibur, an extra day to the month, just to calculate in advance, and it could be almost a year in advance that we're calculating, that Rosh Hashanah should not fall on either Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. But if this be the case, we have so many different factors and reasons why we might want to add an Ibur Shana, that it might turn out that there'll be a whole bunch of years, a whole bunch of months, there'll be a lopsided year in the sense that there are too many months that are Me'ubarim. So how many extra Ibur months can we add? Months of 30 days. And the answer is up to and including 8. In other words, we can tip the scale up to 2 months, but not 3 months. In other words, we can't reach a year that has 9 months of Me'ubarim. And the reason for that is because it's going to be so large of a discrepancy between the Molad and the actual Rosh Chodesh that people are going to think this Beis Din is like really
an interval.
They're a bunch of losers, you know. Because what you're doing is you're adding days that do not really reflect the Molad when the new moon shows up. And if you do this on 3 occasions, it'd be right, a shear of harchakas zman in all of halacha, not just here, is always 3 days. 3 days is considered a richuk zman. So that if you're going to be marchik from the Molad 3 days, then in the eyes of the spectator, there's something fishy about this Beis Din. They're not doing their job properly. They're a bunch of a loser, so to speak. Now, if you can keep your finger at the end of number tes and don't lose the place, I want you to fast forward for a moment to the left column, and we're looking at number gimel. Do you see that? So we're going to look at the left column. I'm going to tell you how many lines I would like you to drop down. And we're going to drop down to the third line. Now, here he's going to give you another 2 reasons which would motivate the Beis Din to do the Chishuv and add extra months of Ibur. Maximum beyond 6 would be 2 extra months of Ibur. He says, in some cases, because of the lunar calendar, you will have Shabbos and Yontif contiguous to the one to the other. And in certain times in Jewish history, this was a problem. Why? Because they couldn't go out to the fields for X number of days and cut down the produce in the fields. And if you've ever learned anything about Masech Devoid Katan and what's called Meleches Ibud, right, Dover Avud in Chol HaMoed, so you may be familiar with the fact that in an agricultural society, if you don't harvest your produce on time, then it starts getting dried up, and you ruin the crop, you lose a crop. I know, for example, in our garden we have grapes. That's okay, really, but we also have pomegranates. With the pomegranates, you got to keep your eye on it, because if you wait a week, it's completely attacked by the bugs. I mean, you can't. So anyway, for agricultural reasons, because of the way Shabbos and Yom Tov fall out, you may have another need to add an Ibur Chodesh. Then he gives another example, and that is if Shabbos and Yom Kippur would fall out contiguous to each other. Now again, what I'm about to tell you is based on halacha, which you may never have heard of, and the reason you never heard of it is because nobody follows this halacha, although on one occasion I think they did, but is that we bury the dead on Yontif. You've never heard of that, because it's not done. It's just like one of these theoretical halachas. But there are two holidays, so to speak, in the Jewish calendar where you absolutely are forbidden from burying the dead. And that's Shabbos. Not, I'm calling it a holiday, but Shabbos. And Yom Kippur. We don't bury the dead on Yom Kippur. Now, if Shabbos and Yom Kippur fall out bezech hazeh, right, one after the other, then there'll be a 48-hour period in which you can't bury the dead.
It is a Yom Sheni, of course.
Say it again?
On Yom Sheni,
yeah, that could be, you mean, they could
bury the dead on the second day.
Oh, yeah. On Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, correct. Yes. Correct. But Yom Tov itself, I've never heard it. I've heard it on Yom Tov Sheni, I heard it even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but I never heard a burial on Yom Tov itself. But theoretically, but the problem is that you have agricultural, you're going to aggravate the agricultural market, you know, produce and productivity, if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov continue. So we want to separate between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we can do that by adding an extra day to the month, and that's going to push off Yom Tov by a day. We can add an extra day of the month and push off Yom Kippur by a day. And why would we want to push off Yom Kippur by a day? Because if Yom Kippur would be on a Sunday, then you're going to have 24 hours which you can't bury the dead. And this is what's called Kavod HaMes. Because if you wait too long, I mean, especially back in the day, they didn't have, you know, the kind of refrigeration that we have, you know, for dead bodies. So the body starts decomposing. It is a shrek. It's a shrek. I mean, whatever. I don't want to tell too many stories because they're really kind of gross stories. But the Chevra Kadisha will tell you stories about bodies that didn't make it on time to the plane, and they brought the body over here and the body starts decomposing. It's a horrible, horrible situation. So I'm just pointing out, we're going to go back now to number Tess on the right side, that there are a whole variety of reasons why Beis Din wants to tamper with the months. And this is HaChodesh HaZeh. What's the next word in the Pasuk? Lachem. Lachem means that we, Beis Din, are in charge of the months. It's unbelievable how much flexibility, how malleable it is in the hands of the Beis Din. It's like silly putty that they can determine when the Chodesh is. And they can decide that they have to, based on their calculations, we Jewish society needs to add another month. That's Me'ubar. But again, the maximum is only up to 8 months out of a year, Me'ubar. What about on the minimum level? Lo pachos me'arba. If you'll have, let's say, only 3 months of the year will be Mu'ubar, and then once again you're going to create a discrepancy of more than 3 days between the Molad and the Rosh Chodesh. So in order to guarantee that we'll never get to the situation where there's that discrepancy of 3 days, we set the cap for Chodesh Mu'ubarim at 8, and we set the minimum of Chodesh Mu'ubarim at 4. Okay, now we're up to number Yud. And this is very important, because we've been discussing all the laws of setting up the Chodesh. And that's called Seder Cheshben HaChadoshim, or Chishuv HaChadoshim. We should understand that this is based on what we call Kiddush Al Pi Cheshben. But before Kiddush Al Pi Cheshben, during Jewish history, there were approximately, I would say, about 8 centuries, I'm just rounding it off, of what's called Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, which means that the Beis Din was completely dependent upon witnesses who would come in and testify that they saw the new month. Now, Rabos, I can't tell you, again, maybe you know the answer to this question. I don't really know the answer to this question. What would motivate witnesses to lie in such a case? Because we're going to see that we're going to need a certain bezdin to make sure that these witnesses are not lying. I don't know what would motivate a person. I can't think of what profits he makes by coming in and setting up Rosh Chodesh a day earlier or something like that.
Didn't they give a banquet to all the Aiden that came into the doctor?
But Steve, what would, you know, why are we so nervous? We're going to see through the sugyas here that you know, we're going to interrogate the Eidim, and we need a certain kind of bezdin, and it's got to be smuchim, and we have to make sure that the Eidim are not lying. You know, I can think of a lot of motivations for lying in testimony, but I'm not sure why a mafioso would pay you off to perjure yourself on Kiddush HaKodesh. I'm missing that piece of information. All right, doesn't matter. Don't lose any sleep on it. Okay. So he says in number Yud that Avol, you see the word Avol there at the end of that line. Bizman shall you base something Lishkaim or you base the Makachim al Pi Re'ia. And there was Edus, they would testify exactly when they saw the new moon. Now we have another element to the equation. Rabosai, our nation has what kind of a calendar? A lunar calendar. That's not accurate. Not totally accurate. We also have a solar calendar. Now, what does that mean, we have a solar calendar? I mean, the Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and we said the word Chodesh means Hischachus. That refers to Levana, to the new moon. But it's complicated. Why? Because in the Parsha of Chag HaPesach, the Torah gives that holiday another name. And it's called Shomar Es Chodesh HaAviv, which means the solar calendar. The solar calendar determines the seasons. And one of the four seasons is called Aviv. And Pesach has to fall out in the Aviv. The Torah tells us that Pesach cannot fall out in a different period of time than Aviv. Now, if we continue to set up our calendar, our months, based on the lunar calendar, on the Levana, then there's a discrepancy of 11 days per year between the lunar year of 12 months and the solar year. And what's going to happen is, let's say 3 years go by, you're going to talk about 11 times 3, right? You're talking about a discrepancy between the lunar and solar calendars of 33 days. What's going to happen is, inevitably, Pesach is not going to fall out in Chodesh Aviv. So therefore, we have to find some mechanism by which we can find a sync between the Chodesh, between the Shana, Shnas HaLevan and the Shnas HaChama. And we're going to have to do that every couple of years, because if we wait too long, it's going to be fafal, and it'll be a lost cause. We'll have Pesach in the middle of the winter or Pesach in the middle of the summer, and that we can't afford. And that's called, Rabosei, what? Ibur HaShana. Not Ibur HaChodesh, but Ibur HaShana. In which we're going to add another month to the lunar calendar every 3 or 4 years, and that's going to make up the discrepancy between the Chod She'a Levon and the Chod She'a Acham. Ad kan hakdom. Okay, now, Don, if you want to ask your question, but don't expect any intelligent answer, because again, when it comes to mathematics, you know.
The 29 and a half days would put us in the middle of the 30th day, right?
Correct.
So why are we worried about the 31st day, that Rosh Chodesh would overlap between the 30th and 31st? Seems to me the overlapping is always in the 30th day.
Let's see. You have 29 and a half days, correct? So now you're in the 30th day. So you have 12 hours of the 30th day that belongs to really the previous month, right? Mm-hmm. Then we go up to day 31. Now the first 12 hours of that day 31 belong to the new month. So what are we going to do? We're going to establish Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day.
That's the part I don't get.
I think it's the 30th.
It's the 30th day. You have 29, right? And the half a day.
Right.
And then you got an extra 12 hours, which is still in the 30th day. It's in the second part of the 30th day. You never get to the 31st day.
Well, what happens now? You've established Rosh Chodesh on what? On day 30? You're talking about a chaser, right? Let's talk about a chaser, right? Yeah, are you with me? On a chasm. So you've established that the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, and why is that? Because the last 12 hours of that 30th day belong to the new month.
Okay.
Now you go into the 31st day, and the first 12 hours to be mashlim that day belong to the new month.
See, that's the part I don't get. Because it's 29 and a half
again,
days plus an extra...
The 29 and a half belongs to last month.
Correct.
The last part of the 30th day belongs to the new month.
30th day.
Good.
Not the 31st.
Right. And now, but we only have 12 hours. So where's the... Because again, we don't... Ain't monu l'fi shos, l'fi yom. So now we need another 12 hours. We're going to have to spill into the next day. So the 12 hours of the next day also belong to Rosh Chodesh. So the Rosh Chodesh is, it's like bricks, if you follow me. So you've got 29 and a half, and then you have that half. You have the next day, the first 12 hours of which belong to that 12 hours of half. So what you're going to have now is that you have 12 hours going into the 30th day that belong to the new month, and you have 12 hours that belong to the old month. So that's going to give you a 2 day of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because there are 2 days, each of which have a claim to be Rosh Chodesh. All right, let's leave it for now.
Okay.
I just want to start the sugya. Now, notice that the Mishnah, when it determines how many judges we need for Rosh Chodesh, it says Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. Now, wait a second. What do you mean, Ibur HaChodesh? Ibur HaChodesh means that you're adding an extra day to the month. That means you're making the month into a mole by adding the 30th day. Is it only in that situation of Ibur HaChodesh that we need a Bezdin? What about a case of a month that's Chaser? It's not a Me'ubar. But we still need to determine that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 30. Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha means that we need 3 judges to determine that day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why are you limiting yourself to that? So that's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says, L'chora, we need Bezdin for number one, Chishuv. Do you remember I emphasized the word Chishuv? They have to calculate whether the month should be Me'ubar or it should be a Chaser. That's number one. We need a Bezdin for that. I mean, those are very complicated calculations. Lo katani, the Mishnah doesn't say chishuv b'shlosha. Did the Mishnah assume that we would understand it? Did the Mishnah think that chishuv doesn't require a bezdin? What's going on? The Gemara further is bothered by another question. Kiddush lo katani. Kiddush, which would mean that in general the whole process of Kiddush HaChodesh to determine when is Rosh Chodesh, which again would include not just Ibur but even the case of a Chodesh Chaser, that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Ela Ibur, it only says that to determine that and establish that the Chodesh is Me'ubar and it's got 30 full days to it, right? Only in that case, when we're going to determine that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, then you need a Beis Din. And the Gemara asks, Ela Ibur v'lo l'kadsha u'me'ah. So the Gemara says the following. Furthermore, says the Gemara, I don't understand. What does Ibur mean? Do you need an act on the part of anybody, on the part of Bezdin, to determine that this month has 30 days? What's the answer of Osai? What would be your knee-jerk response to this question? You don't know anything. Just logic, pure logic.
You wouldn't need it.
Why do I need it? If you passed what? If you passed the 29th day, then there's no choice. Do you follow what I'm saying? By default, then what's going to happen is that the 30th day will be the last day of the month, and the 31st day will be Rosh Chodesh. So the whole enterprise of Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha makes no sense. Why do I need Bezdin?
By default, you wouldn't need it, right?
Correct. By default, it would be that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, because there's no such thing as Rosh Chodesh on the 32nd day, right? It's got to be the 31st day. It could be on the 30th day, but nothing happened. The 30th day passed, and Bezdin was not Mekadesh the Chodesh. Is Lola Kache? Why do they have to be Makadish the month if the 30th day passed? Umemelola Aver. And automatically, without any kumva, say, without any action on the part of Bezdin, they don't have to enact or determine that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. The 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, and that's called the Chodesh Me'ubar. Omar Abai is so impressed by this onslaught that he says you have to change the Mishnah, rewrite the Mishnah. Tani, in other words, we should Tani means you should learn the Mishnah in the following sentence. Kiddush HaChodesh, not Ibur HaChodesh, but Kiddush HaChodesh. Somebody made a mistake when he was copying over the Mishnah, some scribe, 2,000 years ago. And maybe the archaeologists will figure out who the scribe was. And instead of writing Kiddush HaChodesh, they wrote Ibur HaChodesh. Now, Abaye is obviously taking upon his shoulders a really, this is like a dangerous kind of enterprise. But he has a brisa. Very interesting. Usually, the brisa is secondary to the Mishnah, and the brisa is usually full of mistakes, and we'll always rely on a Mishnah against the brisa. Here, we're going to rely on the brisa against the Mishnah. The brisa is going to say Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah says Ibur HaChodesh. And who's going to win out in this tug of war? The brisa is going to win out. Tanya Dami Hachi, Kiddush HaChodesh v'Ibur HaShana v'Shlosha. Now again, Ibur HaShana has to do with adding an extra month of what? Rabbi Moshe, help me out here. An extra month of Adar, right? Adar. You remember our good old friend Adar? And that requires a bezdin. Fine. But the brisa wants you to know that forget about Ibur HaShana. Ibur HaChodesh, and not only Ibur HaChodesh, but even Kiddush HaChodesh requires what? A bezdin. How many people sit on the bezdin? So there are three dayanim on the bezdin. That's where a mayor points out. Now, if you look at footnote number 4 over here, Dalit on your left side, he points out that these three judges have to be mumchim, and that's based on a sugya in Rosh Hashanah that derives this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Gemara says that he turned to Moshe and said, get together Aaron and form a bezdin. And the Gemara says, what do you mean get together Aaron and form a bezdin? Moshe and Aaron are only two judges. And the answer is, we need a bezdin notice. So we're going to need a third judge. But the third judge has to be exactly like Moshe and Aaron. He's got to be mumchim. He has got to be a mumcha, so thus we need three mumcha. Fine? Omar Rav. Look at Rav's cash on Abaye. Va'ibar k'tani. So the Mefarshim here, based on Rashi, they say, sometimes, the Mishnah leaves out a word or something or other, you can make amendation, you can edit the Mishnah. But there's no way, no how, that the Mishnah could have made such a mistake, and instead of Kiddush, it said Ibur. Because Kiddush and Ibur mean two different things. Kiddush HaChodesh means to sanctify the new month and determine Rosh Chodesh. Ibur means to add an extra day to the month. It can't be that the Tana made such a mistake, and instead of writing Kiddush, he wrote Ibur. Elam Arava. Rava says that this is how you have to learn the Mishnah. Kiddush biyom ibur b'shlosha. Achar ibur leka kiddush. In other words, Rava on the one hand wants to inject the word kiddush into the Mishnah, but on the other hand he still wants to maintain some logical reason why the Mishnah deliberately mentioned ibur, meaning only in a Chodesh Moleh. And what he's saying is the following, that you read the Mishnah like this. If it's Kiddush b'yom ha'ibur, which means Yom ha'ibur is the 30th day, and the Mekadesh the 30th day, and what it means is that the previous month is a chaser, correct? So then we need a bezdin. We need a bezdin for that. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Ibur? It means Achar HaIbur. And here we don't need Kiddush. Again, let me explain two things. First of all, let me explain the logic. And secondly, let me explain the textual reading of Rav. The logic of Rav is, as we said before, that Ibur doesn't need Kiddush. The Gemara says, Lo L'kachim B'meila L'aver. Right, if Beis Din does nothing on the 30th day, then Memela the Chodesh is a Mole, and Rosh Chodesh becomes the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh, and Rava wants to read that into the Mishnah. Oh, That's on a logical level. So again, when do we need Beis Din? Rav Moshe saying, what kind of Chodesh? Chaser Amale, help me out. On a Chaser, we need Beis Din. Because the Chiddush of Beis Din is to say that the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. We wouldn't know that, and it wouldn't become Rosh Chodesh unless Beis Din actively made it into Rosh Chodesh. The 31st day does not require Beis Din. Because if the judges stay home and they take a day off, then the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh, willy-nilly, by process of elimination. Oh, but how does he read this into the Mishnah? So Rava is reading into the Mishnah the word Kiddush. And Ibur, we're not taking out the word Ibur, because then we're stuck with Abaye, you know, which we have to cross out a word and throw it out. No. What we're doing is we're adding a word. So the advantage of Rava is that we're not crossing out a word and omitting a word that it says, but rather we're adding a word. And we're saying the following. There's going to be Kiddush, and then there's going to be Ibur. In the first case, which is Kiddush, we require Beis Din. In the second case, which is called Ibur, we don't require Beis Din. Why? Because it's Memela Le'aver. Umani, and who's the author of our Mishnah? This is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, this Nan. We have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer, Imlo Nira Bizmano, which means if we didn't see the new moon on the 30th day, Ein Mekadshino, so we don't need to have an act of Kiddush on the 31st day. Shekfar Kiddushu Bashamayim. I'm going to translate this liberally, and then we'll see if we can translate this literally. But liberally, it means it's already Mekudosh. Memela, automatically. We don't have to sanctify the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. The very fact that we omitted sanctification of the new month on the 30th day is ipso facto the 31st day is sanctified. Now the Mefarshim want to know what's going on over here. Rava objects to Abaye. How could Abaye change the text? Meanwhile, Rava is also changing the text. Because according to Rava, Ibur HaChodesh does not require a Beis Din, because Ibur HaChodesh is automatic. And Rava is saying that only Kiddush on the Yom HaIbur, not to be Ma'abur the Chodesh and add an extra day, but on that 30th day itself to be Makadish the Chodesh, that requires Shlosh. But Ibur Leka Kiddush, you don't need a Beis Din for that. And that's the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar of Tzadah. So I looked into the Mefarshim here, and I'll point out to you, if you take a look at number Vav, L'chor yesh l'tmoa, ma ho'il Rava b'dvarav, what did Rava gain over here? K'shem shu hikshal al ra'abaye for Ibur k'toni, kach yesh l'akshal safal divri atzmo, we should ask the same objection to him. Sheri af l'dvarav yesh l'achluf v'tevas ha'mishnah, we're going to have to add to the Mishnah the word Kiddush, and we're going to have to say that Kiddush only applies when it's b'makom ibur, meaning when we're being makadish the 30th day. So the Yad Ramah says that Rava gains the following. We have a principle called chisure mechsera. You see that? Chisure mechsera. For anyone who doesn't know that phrase, it's something that you want to write down in your notebooks. Chisure mechsera. Chisure mechsera means that you can add words to the Mishnah. Again, you don't cross out words, but chisur mechsera means that very often Rebbe, for the sake of abbreviated, he omits words, and we have to logically figure out how to add those words, and that's what Rava is doing. That's an accepted procedure, says Rava. Chisur mechsera is something that applies and appears all over the place, all over Shas. But to say that, as Abaye would have, that we cross out the word Ibur and we have to plug in the word Kiddush instead, that's not acceptable. So that's called Chisure Mechsera. I once heard, I can't remember from whom, I didn't hear from my Rebbe, but that the reason why Rebbe sometimes leaves out words is because Rebbe really was not allowed to do what he did. That's called Eisas Ol Hashem Eferus Or Sefa, right? There was a special hetter to commit Torah Shebal Peh to writing. So he wanted to minimize the violation as much as he could and to remind us that really we should be learning Torah Shebal Peh Bal Peh. And he conveyed that message to us by leaving out words. Okay.
You can delete words, it says?
Sometimes Rebbe will delete words and allow us to use our logical analysis to add those words that he omitted, but you can't cross out words. That's Rava's opinion. Abaye is actually saying that there was a mistake here in the transmission, and it shouldn't say in the Mishnah, Ibur HaKodesh, it should say, Kiddush HaKodesh. Now I wanted to ask you about this phrase here, Kfar Kidshu Bashamayim, that in the event that Beis Din doesn't sanctify the 30th day and make the month into a chaser, then up in Shamayim they will sanctify the 31st day as the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if you take a look at footnote number Tess here, the last footnote on your page, it's a very long footnote. I'm not going to go into all the nitty-gritty details, but he wants to know, is there really such a thing as Kiddush Bashamayim? I mean, should we take the Gemara literally? And he says that Li'ola Makachim Bezin Shalmala Esachodesh. He says that when the Molad appears on the sky, then up in the heavenly courts, they actually sanctify the month. And that happens on the 30th day. That's the day of the Molad. But if that be the case, Tosus is bothered by the following question. Madua sover Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik Sherakim Nirish Alovizmano Ein Mekadshin Oso Hagei Afim Nir Bizmano Kfar Kitshu B'Shamayim. I mean, I understand from the Gemara and the sheet of Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik that if the 30 day passes and Bezdin is not Mekadish the Chodesh, then open Shamayim they'll be Mekadish the 31st day. That I understand. But now it's saying Kiddush Bashamayim, that there's a process of Kiddush up in Shamayim. Well, that process of Kiddush would happen, would transpire, whatever the word you want to use, even in a case of a Chodesh Chasa, meaning even in the case where the Molad appeared on the 30th day. So why doesn't Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik go one step further? And we're going to soon see that one of the Tanoim actually went one step further, that we don't need Kiddush HaChodesh. There is no requirement of Kiddush HaChodesh, because once the Molad appears, then they're going to be Mekadesh up in Shamayim. Again, we may need to clarify this, but we don't need an actual Beis Din to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So Tosis is asking, how can Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik make a halfway measure? This compromise makes no sense. He's going to say the following. If the 30th day passed and there was no Kiddush, then up in Shamayim they're going to be Mekadesh the 31st day. But if the 29 days passed and we're up to day 30, then we need Beis Din to be Mekadesh. Why not apply the same principle of Kiddush B'Shamayim? Because after all, we're talking about a case in which the Molad appeared on the 30th day. So if the Molad appeared on the 30th day and that day is Rosh Chodesh, then up in Shamayim they were Mekadesh it. So why not go a step further, Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik, and say we don't even need Beis Din in any event? Why does the human court have to repeat what's already taken effect, a kiddush of the month up in the Beis Din Shalmala? So again, if Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik didn't have this principle of kiddush b'shamayim, we'd have a simple answer: lo b'shamayim. The Torah gave it to our batei dinim to determine and sanctify the month. We, our Beis Din, will declare. That's what we say in Davening Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, right? In Yontif, the Chasim is always Yisrael Vazmanim. God gave the sanctity to Klal Yisrael, and they, Klal Yisrael, will sanctify the month. So nothing goes on in Shamayim. There's no relevance to a Beis Din Shel Shamayim as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned. That could have been a valid approach. But now Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik is saying that in the case where the 30th day passed, Kiddush HaShamayim, we don't need a Kiddush on the 31st day because Kiddush HaShamayim. Well, why doesn't he go a step further and say even in the case of a 29-day month, on day 30, the Molad appeared on the horizon and Beis Din Shalmala went ahead and they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. What's this halfway measure? That's the kasha of Tosfos. So I'm not sure if today we'll be able to answer the kasha of Tosfos. It's pretty complicated. What I want to do is get to the two dots here. So let's now open up our Gemaras if you haven't done so yet. And what we're up to is Rav Nachman Amar. So let's make sure everybody has the place. We're on Daf Yud Amid Beis. And we're about halfway down the daf. Let's see if we can just figure out where it's Nachman. The first word of the line is Nachman, if that helps anybody, especially if you're a Betzelba. Let's see, it's about 15 lines down from the top of the Amud. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rav Nachman Amar, he has another take on our Mishnah. And he says the following. that what the Mishnah had in mind is Kiddush Achar Ha'ibur. That if there's a case of 30 days went by and they were not Makadish the Chodesh, then it's called Kiddush Achar Ha'ibur. So again, Rosh Chodesh is now going to be on what day if the 30th day went by? It'll be on the 31st day. Right, on the 31st day, which would mean that the previous month is a Mole. And here we need Kiddush Bifnei Shlosha. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Ibur? It's telling you that Biyom Ibur Lecha Kiddush. So Rav Nachman is the exact opposite of Rav. Rav says that we need Bezdin in the case of a Chodesh Chaser, right? In the case where we have to sanctify the month on day 30. If it's the 31st day, it's automatic. It's up in Bezdin, Shalmala, Rav Lazar Tzad. Comes along Nachman, he says just the opposite. In Yiddish we call it Pungfaker. If Bezdin is being Makadish the 31st day, then we need Bezdin. If the Kiddush is on the 30th day, we don't need Bezdin. How so? Mani, because this reflects the Shita Plimo. Plimo is one of the Tanoim of the Mishnah. Desanya, the Brisa quotes, Plimo Omer, Bismano, meaning if the Chodesh is on the 30th day, that's called Bismano. Rabbo, so I underline that word Bismano, is Ein Mekadshino. So we don't need Bezdin to be Mekadish. Why? Because that's called Bismano. Shalom Bismano is the 31st day. In other words, if the new moon, if the Molad was on the 31st day, is then Mekadshin also. Because he's not operating with the, you know, with the Bezin Shalmala kind of idea. That's going to be Ravashi in just a second. But he's saying that if the normal month and the Molad is usually on the 30th day, it's usually 29 and a half days. So certainly by the 30th day, there should be a new Molad. And therefore we don't need Bezdin to get involved over here, because this is what it should be and this is normal. So the assumption always is that the 30th day of any month is Rosh Chodesh, because that's when the Molad appears and that's the first day of the new month. But in an exceptional case, which is a kind of a fluke that, you know what, the Molad didn't show up on time, it was delayed, and that's all, again all because of our calculations in the previous months, then we need Bezdin. Rav Ashi Omar, Li Olam Chishuv Ketani. The Mishnah is talking about something much more broad scope. You know, there's a broad scope here of the involvement of Bezdin. We're not talking about the 30th and the 31st, but rather we're talking about how to set up the entire calendar. When does the calendar require an extra day on the previous month and making the month into a mullet? That's called Chishuv. And if you remember that discussion before with Lo Adu Rosh and with Yom Kippur and Shabbos and about Kvura, and we had a discussion about the fruits in the field getting ruined because it's Yontif and it's Shabbos and so forth and so on, that's called Chishuv. And the Chishuv is going to require that you add an extra day, but you can only do that X number of times during the course of the day, and you're going to have to anticipate when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out to make sure that you avoid Aleph Dalet Vav. Is therefore we need a Bezdin for that. I mean, this is a massive undertaking. So it should say the word Chishuv. But again, he's still impressed by Rava that you can't cross out the word Ibur. So what do we do with the word Ibur? My Ibur, Chishuv to Ibur. In other words, to make a calculation whether we should have an Ibur, whether we should have an extra date in the month. Do you see what he's doing over here? Rava was adding the word Kiddush to our Mishnah. Rav Ashi is adding the word Chishuv. So it's always going to be Chisuri Mechzera. We're going to have to say that Rebbe left out a word. But which word did Rebbe leave out? So according to Rav Ashi, Rebbe left out the key word Chishuv. But why did he emphasize Ibur? Because he's telling you exactly why you need a Chishuv. The goal of Chishuv is the Chishuv of Ibur. And what the Tana means is, when it says Ibur HaKodesh B'Shlosha, we're going to need a basis of Shlosha to determine, do we need to be ma'abra the Chodesh? The Aidi the Kaboy le Misne Ibur Shana, Tananami Ibur Chodesh. why did the Mishnah choose to use the word Ibur? Why didn't the Mishnah just use the word Chishuv and Gandik? That would have been enough. But the answer is, the Mishnah wanted symmetry. And since the next part of the Mishnah, we didn't even get to that yet, that's called Ibur Shana, which means to add what month from both sides?
Adar,
good, now we're on it. So that requires a certain kind of a bezdin, and that's going to be the discussion about Ibur. So the Mishnah wants to use the word Ibur. Apparently there's some significance to using the same term, the same word Ibur, twice. Once for Ibur HaChodesh, in order to make the previous month into a mole, and determine that Rosh Chodesh is on day 31. And one is Ibur Shana, where we add an extra month to the year because of that discrepancy on an annual basis of 11 days between the lunar and solar calendar. And we're going to make that up with an extra month of Adar. That's called Ibur Shana. So the Mishnah wants to use the word Ibur Chodesh to be consistent with Ibur Shana. But really, when we're talking about Beis Din, What is the role, the function of Beis Din that requires a Beis Din? It's Chishuv, in order to determine that the month is a Me'ubar. Now I realize that we have to end, but I want to just read another few lines just to get to the two dots. If anyone could stay, that would be great. If you can't stay, you can't stay. So now Rav Ashi tells you a Chiddush of the Mishnah. Chishuv Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh lo. In other words, we need Beis Din to function and make the calculations. Do we need, and when do we need, an extra day for the month and make the month into Mechodesh Me'ubar? But the actual sanctification is not necessary. We don't need a Beis Din to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. We'll need a Beis Din to calculate whether the month is Me'ubar or whether it's Chaser. But the actual process of Kiddush, we don't need a Beis Din. This is pretty radical. And this is a reflection of the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya we learned at Ebraisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalo Bizmano, whether or not the Molad was on the 30th day or was on the 31st day. It's irrelevant. Ein Bezdin Mekadshin Oso. I added two words, right? We don't need Bezdin to sanctify the month. The Molad itself sanctifies the month. I mean, we may need Beis Din to clarify this, but it's not a process of Kiddush. Because the month is Mekudosh and Rosh Chodesh is Mekudosh. And how do I determine this? From a mute. Shenemar, it says at the end of Sefer Vayikra, in the Parsha of Yovel, it says, V'kidashte v'shnasach ha-mishim shana, we have to sanctify the 50th year. How many times does it say in the Torah that we have to sanctify the month? Zero. It never says in the Torah that we are obligated to sanctify the month. The Torah says that there will be an entity called Rosh Chodesh. That's called Chodesh Hazeh Yelochem Rosh Chodesh. But it never says V'kidash Temes HaChodesh. And therefore says Rabbi Lezer, Shonim Atom HaKadesh V'i Atom HaKadesh Chodeshim. The Torah requires us, and Beis Din representing the people of Israel, to be Makadesh the Shonim, meaning the 50th year. So it really includes all seven cycles of seven. At the end of each cycle of 7 years, Beis Din will Makadesh the seventh year, and they'll have seven times seven sanctifications, and after the 49th year, they will sanctify the 50th year as Yovel. But Iyat HaMakadish Chodoshim, we don't need a Beis Din to be Makadish the Chodesh. That's not the responsibility of Beis Din. So what is the responsibility of Beis Din? And why does our Mishnah require three judges? And the answer is for Chishuv, only to determine when we should be Ma'avra Chodesh. But once we make that determination, then automatically the Chodesh is Me'ubar and we don't need a Maisa Kiddush. So I'll take this opportunity to thank everyone and wish everyone a great Shabbos. Here it's Parshas Matas, there it's Matas and Masai, and it's actually Achdus and Klal Yisrael. We finally have all of Klal Yisrael reading the same Parshas, and that's important for Sefer Dvarim, because we want to make sure that we get into Dvarim before Shabbat Chazon. And if you want to hear more about that, you'll have to come back at 10:40.
So go back to the wording of the Kaddish Yisrael.
What's Rav Ashi going to say then? See, according to Rav Ashi, the whole thrust of this Nusach HaTfilah goes down the tubes. Well, why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael Shemekadesh Mesazmanim when you don't even have an obligation of incumbent or necessity for Bezit to Mekadesh Lechodesh? So we have to say that it's Ibur. You know, it shouldn't say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, it should say Ma'aber Yisrael Vazmanim. I don't mean that literally, but what I mean to say is that we are the Balabatim over the months of the year. We're going to determine the Hebrew calendar. And that's a Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Again, does it express itself in Beis Din announcing every month, Mekudash, 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 which is a Mishnah in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah? No. According to Rav Ashi, that's not what we require. But to determine which months will be Me'ubar, and will be Mali, and which months will be Chaser, that's the Balabah, that's in the hands of Bez.
First mitzvah in the Torah.
Rashi at the beginning of Chumash doesn't understand why the Torah didn't start with that mitzvah. All right, all the best.